Ireland's win against Finland in the Women's World Cup soccer qualifier yesterday is celebrated in photographs on three front pages. Happy women in green are pictured in the Irish Examiner, Irish Independent and Irish Times. By contrast, the face of John Traynor, who died in the UK on Sunday, appears on three other front pages. He is described in the Irish Daily Star as an infamous mobster. He was evil John Gilligan's former right-hand man, according to the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun says Traynor was centrally involved in the planning of the murder of the Sunday Independent reporter Veronica Guerin. The three papers' headline writers agree on their verdict. Blood on his hands, say the Sun and Mirror. He got away with murder, says the Star. The other papers look elsewhere for their lead stories. The Independent reports that first-time buyers are being squeezed out of the market for new homes, with cash-rich purchasers and cuckoo funds snapping up half the available stock. Just 24 hours after the publication of its plan to cut carbon emissions by 51% in the next decade, the government has been warned that it does not go far enough, so says the Examiner. A United Nations Environment Programme report demands emissions reductions of at least 55%, and Ireland's carbon budgets published on Monday fall short of that, the paper says. That UN report is the main story for the Mail as well. The headline writer sums up its message, "Wake up or face climate catastrophe." A stark warning is mentioned in the Times lead headline, but it's about the trajectory of COVID-19, and it was given in a presentation to a cabinet subcommittee by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. Members were told that cases were as high now as at any point apart from the peak of the January wave, and there were no guarantees that a coming peak in infection would rapidly fall away in the run-in to Christmas. On the other hand, the Examiner reports that the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 heard that a high level of compliance in the enforcement of COVID certificates was found last weekend in venues across the country. For a personal response to the matter, there is a column in the Times by Roisin Ingle. She says her unvaccinated relative who lives abroad is thinking of coming home for Christmas and has asked to stay with her. She says she is open to having him stay because even if I disagree with him, I care about him and respect his decision not to get vaccinated. But after some discussion with her about what would be involved in a visit here, between vaccine certs and other people reluctant to have him over, the unvaccinated relative is now considering other options for Christmas. He might spend it in Morocco or Sri Lanka instead. "You're probably better off," Ingle tells him. "I think you might be right," he says.